If your embedded banking product lives on a partner bank's balance sheet, and that partner bank is sitting on a pile of long-duration treasuries, you have an operational risk problem right now, not a macro conversation for some future board meeting. The 30-year treasury just touched 5%. Jamie Dimon is calling a T-bond crisis imminent, and Darius Dale over at 42 Macro is pointing to central bank forward curves, the Bank of England pricing in 4 to 5 additional rate hikes, the Fed and ECB pricing 3 to 4 each, and even the Bank of Japan moving simultaneously across every major jurisdiction on the planet. That is not background noise. That is the cost of capital for every BaaS partner bank you're working with, repricing in real time. Here's why that matters to your specific business. A lot of embedded banking programs, yield products, deposit programs, BaaS infrastructure, sit on partner bank balance sheets that are weighted toward long-duration treasuries. And there's a regulatory proposal on the table right now, tied to Kevin Warsh's Fed chair nomination, to reclassify treasuries as high-quality liquid assets at the commercial bank level. That sounds technical, but the translation is simple. If that reclassification happens, your program bank's liquidity coverage ratio math changes, their duration risk concentration increases, and the economics of your program agreement may shift in ways your current contract does not protect you from. A practical move this week is to pull your program agreement and stress-test the terms against a scenario where the 30-year treasury extends another 50 to 100 basis points from here. Then set up an OCC rulemaking alert and a Federal Reserve Regulation YY amendment feed. This is a 6 to 18 month regulatory horizon item, but the founders who catch it early will renegotiate from a position of knowledge. The ones who catch it late will renegotiate from a position of desperation. And if you needed a signal that the institutional world is already repositioning, the Morgan Stanley CIO has shifted the house baseline from 40% bonds to 20% gold and 20% bonds. The 60/40 collateral assumption that a lot of fintech treasury product designs were built on is being formally abandoned by the exact institutions you're partnering with. Now let's talk about where the actual build opportunities are hiding inside all of this disruption, because geopolitical fragmentation, when you look at it the right way, is just a list of markets that haven't been served yet. China implemented export controls on tungsten in February 2025. Tungsten prices moved from roughly $400 per metric ton unit to approximately $3,000. That's an 8 to 10x move in under 18 months. China controls somewhere between 75 and 81% of global supply. Then separately, a strike on Qatar's Ras Laffan helium facility eliminated about a third of global helium supply overnight, and prices more than doubled. Here's the gap that nobody has filled. There is no physical helium trust. There is no physical tungsten trust. The analysts at Ocean Wall flagged this explicitly. It's the equivalent of what Sprott did for uranium. The structure is proven. The compliance path exists. A tokenized physical commodity vehicle targeting accredited investors under Reg D or Reg S, with custody infrastructure modeled on Tether's Swiss-domiciled gold reserve structure. Tether holds roughly $20 billion in physical gold in Switzerland and retains all the interest on its treasury holdings. That's a spread business with institutional-grade custody attestation. A founder who builds that for tungsten or helium would need CFTC commodity pool operator registration and proof of reserve infrastructure. But the compliance barrier is exactly why the competitive moat is so high. Most potential entrants will self-select out. Building on that, the supply chain fragility in these markets. Helium loses roughly 5% of its mass per day when it's stranded in transit. Mine permitting takes 2+ years minimum. Export license regimes create settlement uncertainty. All of that generates acute demand for working capital products. Incumbent banks are structurally slow here. The opportunity is a cross-border invoice factoring or supply chain finance platform targeting mid-tier commodity traders. Too small for Goldman's structured trade finance desk. Too complex for a generic factoring platform. Run it on ISO 20022 rails for cross-border settlement. Layer in dynamic discounting tied to commodity price feeds, and build the price discovery API first. OceanWall explicitly called helium the most opaque of all the critical mineral markets. Data scarcity is the primary barrier to credit underwriting, and solving it is your proprietary moat. I want to stay on the unit economics theme for a minute because Rohan Oza, the guy behind Vitamin Water and Poppy, said something on My First Million that maps directly onto fintech product selection in a way I think most founders are sleeping on. He walked through two jerky brands, Chef's Cut and Chomps, identical category. Chef's Cut came to market first, but poor gross margins meant it sold for near nothing. Chomps had better margins and became a juggernaut. Oza's line was that gross margin failure is an existential variable, not a solvable operational problem. You can't iterate your way out of a broken margin structure. For fintech founders, that maps directly onto Boston Embedded Finance. Interchange-dependent revenue models are chef's cut in the current environment. Interchange compression is ongoing, and the hawkish rate cycle is raising the cost of float. The Chomps equivalent is a subscription or transaction fee model with gross margins above 70%. And here's the benchmark Oza gave. Poppy raised roughly $40 million in total capital, hit over $500 million in annualized revenue, and sold to PepsiCo for north of $2 billion. That's approximately a 50x revenue on capital raised ratio. That's what capital efficiency looks like when gross margin and unit economics are disciplined from day one. With 3 to 5 forward rate hikes priced across USD, EUR, and GBP curves right now, the institutional buyer universe for fintech has compressed. VCs and acquirers are scrutinizing LTV to CAC ratios and payback periods far more aggressively than they did in 2020 or 2021. If you're building toward a Series A or B raise, the pitch narrative shift is away from top-line growth rate and toward demonstrable gross margin expansion and unit economics discipline. A couple of fast regulatory alerts before I let you go. First, if your platform touches MENA energy payment corridors, SAR or AED or QAR settlement flows, there's a U.S. sanctions waiver for Russian oil already at sea that may expire around May 16th. Get contingency routing through non-Gulf intermediaries modeled before that date, not after. Saudi Arabia's budget deficit more than doubled year over year, which means petrodollar recycling into global capital markets is under real pressure. That affects liquidity in ways that ripple through cross-border settlement. Second, and this one is narrow but genuinely underserved, New York State updated its mandatory divorce document, the Sworn Statement of Net Worth, in 2026 to include cryptocurrency as an explicit line item for the first time. If you're building in legal tech, wealth management fintech, or digital asset custody for high net worth individuals in New York, the UX problem of hardware wallet credential recovery and proof of access in legal proceedings is a real product gap with no current technical solution in the market. That's a build opportunity with a defensible compliance moat right in front of you. All right, your quick win before close of business today. Open your BUS or embedded banking program agreement and search for terms governing balance sheet capacity, duration limits, or collateral composition. If those terms don't exist, that's your conversation to start with your program bank this week before a rate move or regulatory reclassification starts it for you. Get ahead of it while you still have negotiating leverage. That's your Solopreneur Tools briefing for today. Thanks for listening. You're asking the right questions by even showing up. Come back tomorrow and we'll keep building. Get after it. We'll talk tomorrow.